Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
We are live, we are live, we are live, my brothers. Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 42. Wow, man, we are trucking along here. Episode number 42 of the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. And I am your host, Funk Roberts. I'm a former professional athlete turned specialist, online fitness specialist, and transformation specialist, specifically for men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. And this podcast is dedicated to men over 40, helping us, you know, boost our testosterone, helping us get in the best shape, best fitness, best health through nutrition, through exercise and workouts, through recovery and sleep, through mindset, everything that encompasses health, everything that encompasses us being our over 40 alphas, getting our mojo back. This is what this podcast is all about. The guests I have on, the information that I share is all for us men, you guys listening in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and people around who have men in their lives that want to understand, you know, what we're going through, what struggles we're going through. And again, this is episode number 42. First of all, please subscribe to this Over 40 Alpha Podcast, especially on Apple iTunes. It helps the podcast. It helps me. There's, you know, just it helps my ranking. And the better ranked I am, the better guests I can get on this podcast. We've got some super guests coming up, including the one today, because today we're going to talk about men's mental health with our girl, Dr. Dom. If you don't know Dr. Dom, she's amazing. She's a naturopathic doctor. She's a speaker, a health and wellness educator. She focuses specifically, one of the big focuses is men over 40 and their hormones. So it's really important and amazing that we have her on this podcast. And if you guys ever need to get in touch with Dr. Dom, her Instagram is Dr_Dominika. So D-O-M-I-N-I-K-A underscore N as in naturopathic, D-N-D. So Dr_Dominika_ND. You can connect with her anytime and ask her questions and, you know, get her guidance. That's, she's here for you guys. But today we're talking about, you know, we're talking about mental health, right? We're talking about men's mental health. And, you know, a lot of times we need to unleash what's going on in our minds, unleash things that we're afraid to talk about, unleash things that we're not, we think that make us weak, but are actually vulnerable, right? When you unleash these things, it gives you strength and courage to continue to move on in your life and open up the door for growth. Because when you hold all of these things in that cause depression or cause anxiety, you know, it's blocking for your growth. But there's, you know, the stigma behind going to deal with mental health. Sometimes, well, not sometimes, it's still there. It's still a negative stigma for men in our 40s, 50s, 60s, specifically for us guys growing up in our era when it was 100%. Most of the times shovel things under the carpet or whatever, move things under the carpet instead of dealing with it, because we didn't want to be weak. We wanted to be strong men. But, you know, being a strong man is being a healthy man, both physically and mentally. And you know, this podcast episode is going to be great because we're going to cover some ways to explore how to support your mental health if you do have it, or just in general, because, you know, you're going to learn a little bit about me and a little bit how I suffered some mental health issues, you know, in my 40s, in my early 40s specifically, and what I did and what I do now. But Dr. Dom's going to really, we're going to dissect ways that we can deal with this. And yeah, man, you're going to be excited to listen to this, because this is something that not a lot of people attack, right? Just attack mental health on the whole, but it's us and guys in our 40s, 50s, 60s. We also need to be supported with our mental health. Yeah, it's great to, you know, see The Rock and all these other people talking about, you know, what they struggled with. That's great. And I think that's amazing. I think that's starting to, we're starting to normalize the fact that we can share this information. But I do know that it's still, we still try to keep it close to our heart because we don't want to show weakness. But man, I'm here to tell you, and we are here to tell you that you are not weak. You're stronger than anyone when you unveil this and get search for help, right? You don't need to you don't need to talk to your wife about it. You don't need to talk to your kids about it. You don't need to talk to your friends about it, but getting out and talking to someone about, or getting support, right? That's key. Anyways, I'm going to let Dr. Dom, you know, share that with us. But before we go, before we start, a couple things. Number one, remember every month we do an awesome giveaway, and this month's giveaway, I don't have a bottle in front of me because literally I launched this product, okay? Launched this product and it sold out right away. Unbelievable, because you guys know the importance of men's multivitamin. You know the importance of nutrients that we're deficient of, because you watched episode number 40 or listened to episode number 40. And so without me even knowing about this, I had put a lot of those nutrients into this amazing multivitamin Alpha Daily. It's an advanced men's multivitamin. It helps with immune support, natural energizer, supports your prostate. It's got an antioxidant blend. It's got an energy blend. And of course, all the vitamins A, C, D, E, B1, B2, B3, B6, B12. It's got, you know, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper, chromium. I got it all in there. Plus male support, immune support, antioxidant support. It's the perfect combination of the essential vitamins, antioxidants, and minerals you are going to need as you get into your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. So I created Alpha Daily for the real alpha male who wants to enhance their health or just get healthy in general, immune, et cetera. So in order for you to win one of three bottles, because in April, at the end of April, I'm going to give three bottles away. You go to over40alphapodcast.com/contest. Okay, over40alphapodcast.com/contest. You're going to go, there's two steps. Number one, put your email in the box, click submit. Number two, I just want you to leave a great review. Two things, leave a review and subscribe. Those are two things I need, because the more reviews we have, the more subscriptions we have, the better the podcast is, and the better guests we have. Like, we, you know, we're going to get some amazing guests coming up, but you know, that's key. So please enter the contest. Free, giving away free multivitamins, okay, free. And if you ever want to look at some of the, you know, the key supplements that I suggest, then go to funksupplements.com/podcast. I'll have a link to all of my essential supplements for men over 40, and get them, man, get them into your life. Anyways, men's mental health. This is it, guys. This is the first step you're going to take into starting to find ways to support mental health, whether you suffer from depression, anxiety, or, you know, things are really rough in your life right now and you need some support. Listen to this podcast. It's going to give you some of the great ways you can start getting support with Dr. Dom and myself. I love you guys. You're awesome. Enjoy this episode. We are live. We are live. We are live, people, and welcome to this episode of the Over 40 Alpha podcast. I am here with my hostess for this episode, my guest, Dr. Dom, Dr. Dominika. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Very good. And thank you so much for being on the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
As usual, man, everything that you talk about is so enriched with information and, you know, takeaways that we can start. And today, we're going to talk about mental health and mental health in men, aging men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even younger, but mostly us guys who suffer from mental health or runs in our family or what have you. And, you know, I know for myself, my mental health was challenged when I turned 40. And that was because there were so many things happening with my body at that time. Just with my body, with the how I reacted to the fact that, you know, I wasn't able to, you know, listen, for me, it just started very small. It was like, okay, I can't lose weight. I'm not building muscle. You know, my mood is down for some reason. you know, I'm my emotions are here and there and everywhere, mood swings. I had no energy. So I started to drink a little bit more. I was drinking a lot. I was partying a lot, using drugs, like a lot of things to try to mask what was really happening. And, you know, that mental health starts to happen with me. You know, you start suffering from depression. I was very depressed a lot, and I would try to medicate it with drugs, and then I'd be more depressed, because when you try to medicate with drugs, it just, you know, the circle continues, right? The spiral continues. And it was tough for me. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know how to put two and two together. But for me, I was just in a depressed mode. I was isolating a lot, and it just wasn't, this didn't look good for me at that time. Until I went to the doctor and told me about my testosterone. And when I started to change everything, for me anyway, this is just me. When I started to change everything, change my eating, change the way I worked out, focus more on testosterone, focus, you know, like really made a little bit more an effort to turn that around naturally. That's when everything started to, you know, then I started stop drinking, stop taking drugs, like all of that stuff. Just like, oh, no, I feel much better now. I have more energy. You know, my life, what I was, you know, my life, you know, just looking at life was, you know, with more confidence, and just, it was just a complete change, a complete, you know, 180 for me. And, you know, throughout the years, it's just always been kind of, you know, stable. Yes, I've had times where I get depressed over things, you know, with running companies, for sure. There's a lot of things that happen to me, you know, when, you know, catastrophe, advising things. But in general, for me, it wasn't until I realized how the testosterone, my low testosterone, had a direct correlation with, and health, of course, had a direct correlation with my mental health. And I also started seeing a therapist, and I still see that therapist even to this day. I see him once every month. We sit down, we talk, and it's just to for me to be able to let things out, talk about things, see it in a different perspective. And it's really helped me completely. But yeah, I think this is very important, because, you know, again, mine was just the testosterone. There's other mental health issues that men suffer from that they don't talk about.
Yeah. Right? So yeah, I applaud you for that, you know, you reached out and sought assistance. Yeah. And in doing so, not only have things improved for you, but you essentially became the hero of your own journey.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? And yeah, I get really inspired when I work with male patients, because for many, it takes a lot for them to talk.
Yeah.
Like, we know that women visit their healthcare providers more often than men do. One of the main reasons for which is men tend to be a bit more reluctant to talk about their ailments or emotional distress, or seek help for it, because they've attached meaning.
Yeah.
Weakness.
That's what it is. It's weakness. That's what, right? We think it is.
That's what we think it is. We're perhaps not making a distinction between weakness and vulnerability. Mm. Vulnerability is, you know, and I'm going to poorly quote Brené Brown, but, you know, vulnerability is about having courage in the face of uncertainty, in the face of risk, and not knowing what's going to happen next. That's right. Vulnerability, which is not the same as weakness.
Right, yes.
You know, mental health, if we can actually unpack that, is one aspect of our overall health that involves, you know, how we're feeling, what we believe about ourselves and ourselves in the world, and how we're able to cope with the day-to-day events and challenges, and how resilient we are. And by resilience, I mean, how quickly are we bouncing back?
Right.
From things that happened that, you know, not only were they unexpected, but perhaps, you know, threw us off. And because we're not really talking about it, we didn't talk about it in school. We didn't talk about it in, you know, in university. We just don't talk about it. And as a result, it's misunderstood and there's stigma. And when it's misunderstood and it's stigma, we create stories about what it means.
Right.
And that's really, it's crucial to unveil that, because death by suicide is higher among men than women.
Yes.
With men being 3 to 4 times more likely to carry out suicide, and that the highest rates are among middle-aged men.
Yeah, 40s, 50s, 60s.
That's right.
Yes.
Another way to put it is 3 out of 4 suicides are in men.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
What may surprise you further is that for Canadian men, and this is a statistic only because I've been reading up on it, is Canadian men between the ages of 15 and 44, suicide is the leading cause of death.
Oh, wow.
And globally, a man dies by suicide every minute.
Yes, yes. You know, my wife works, you know, she's a forensics now.
That's right.
Forensics. So, you know, she said, oh, yeah, we go to there's suicides every day.
Yeah.
Every single day in Toronto. In Toronto. Yeah. This is I'm not even talking about North America. This is in Toronto.
I know.
It's like every single day. It's one after the other. One after the other. It's crazy.
Yeah. And for every man that actually commits suicide, there's at least 20 others who have tried.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So those numbers are really, really staggering. And why we really should be focusing on mental health, the mental health space, particularly for men.
Now,
go ahead. Now,
the good thing about mental health, though, I do have to say, is, you know, it's now becoming a little bit more acceptable to talk about it more in the media. I'm just talking about the media. Like, the media is trying to make it more acceptable. You see a lot of male, you know, celebrities and athletes coming out about their mental health and kind of, but I still think even though they're doing it, it's still not resonating to us saying, okay, well, now I can talk about it. Because, yeah, it's great to hear, you know, this person talk about how they had mental health problems, or they were depressed or what have you. Like The Rock, he talks about that sometimes.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, The Rock even has it? Okay, cool. But then when you look around you and you have your friends and your family, it's still not easy to go, oh yeah, I have mental health problems like The Rock. It's like, ah, get over it. You know what I mean? Like your immediate people aren't still not there yet.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think it's going to take time to understand that having an experience does not equal this is who I am.
Right. Yes.
If I'm experiencing sadness in this moment, that doesn't mean I'm a sad person.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, we hear celebrities and, you know, more famous people talk about it in an attempt to normalize it.
Right.
But what we need to do is be having a new experience around what it means to, you know, perhaps have a moment of sadness without actually say that it means anything about us.
Right. Okay.
Right. Because we have an experience, and then the meaning that we attach to it is what causes us to suffer.
Right. Yes.
Right. If it didn't work out at work, it must mean I'm a failure. It's impossible. A human being cannot be a failure. Only an event may be a failure.
That's right. Yes.
Right. So unpacking that. I think, and some of the reasons why we're seeing a higher rate of suicide among men is that, in general, if I may generalize, that men have a tendency to move very quickly from thought to action, which is a strength, but also it can really be detrimental. So, for example, when I work with my male patients, when I tell them to drink 8 glasses of water a day, and they come back several weeks later, and I ask them, like, "Yeah, I did that."
Yeah.
My female patients, they'll come back, they'll negotiate, "Well, I didn't have 8, I had 2, you know, and so men are just like, you know, if you give them, a directive, they're pretty good at, you know, following through.
I'm so happy you just said that, because I see that every single day with my program, because the program, you know, I'm giving them the workouts, I'm giving them nutrition, I'm coaching them on things. One of the first things I tell them to do is drink 32 ounces of water right off the bat, which is a lot in the morning, but I'm taking them from zero to hero. And 99.9% of the time they follow through. It's like, man. And then that's the reason why these guys, every single day, I go into the group, and there's before and afters. There's guys using 10, 20, 30, 40 pounds, best shape in their life. The reason why is because when they sign up for the program, they do it.
Yeah.
And they start doing it, they just do it. And it's like, oh shit, okay, I didn't realize if I just did this, this is what's going to happen. Right. But you need a plan. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
And when men have a plan in front of them, it's easy for us to just
they
go, yeah, I'm doing it.
That's right.
Through.
That's right. So that's one thing that we want to applaud them for.
Right.
But we want to do it in a supportive fashion.
Yes.
There's one dominant masculine norm that we tend to endorse as a culture, as a society, and that's something that we call self-reliance.
Right.
And we actually want to undo that.
Yes.
The definition of self-reliance is when you rely on your own powers and resources rather than on those of others. So it's the mentality of, I have to do it myself. I'm not going to ask for help. Nobody else can help me. Only I can help me. And I'm on my own. That's your self-reliance.
Yeah. That's, I've been there. During my journey in my 40s with this business, I tried to do it by myself at first. And although I had some success, obviously there's way more failures when you do things on your own without reaching out for help. And it wasn't until I reached out for help and just said, okay, from now on, I'm just going to reach out for help. I'm going to ask. I'm not even going to try to do it at first. I'm just going to ask them and then do it. Then, okay, how do you do this? You've done it before, and then do it.
Yeah.
Like, seven times, 10 times my business has grown in both businesses because I asked, I got the help. And the funny thing about people is they like to help. Like, a lot of people think you're burning someone. No, they're not. Like, what I'll tell you what people don't like is if you come to them and ask them for help, they give you the whatever they suggest and then you don't do it. Right. That's a little bit different and you keep coming back. But if you ask me for help, I love when people ask me for help. I'm going to give it to them. And I see them doing it. It's like, love it. Come back more.
That's
more.
Right.
I want more.
That's
I'll be
right.
here to help you along. I don't think you're weak. I actually think you're strong by actually doing what I asked you to do.
Yeah.
It's not a sign of weakness asking for help. It's not. It is if you don't do it.
That's right. By asking somebody for help, you're actually giving them a sense of purpose.
Yes, exactly.
Which is so rewarding. And then both of you win.
Yes.
As I researched mental health in men a little bit more, I wanted to understand where this self-reliance comes from.
Yeah.
Again, I'm big on human evolution. And what I found was this trait benefited men back hundreds of thousands of years ago when we were running around in the forest or jungle or whatever. And if we got separated from our tribe for whatever reason, we needed to ensure our survival at all costs. Right. So we had to build a fire. We had to collect water and wood and food, and we had to build a shelter because there was nobody else around. Mm. But that was not designed for long-term life. It was for acute situations because when you looked around, there was nobody else.
Right.
Okay. And I like that you say about not doing it yourself. I mean, how many of us have do-it-yourself projects on the go?
Right.
Right. Yeah. And how do we know when to stop and say, you know what, this is outside of my wheelhouse. I can't figure out this plumbing thing. I can't figure out this nail gun or whatever. I'm going to ask for help.
Yes.
Okay. And so I want your listeners to think of mental health support as just that.
Please.
So if there are things that you're putting into play, if you're putting in some strategies, but you're not getting the traction or the progress, if you're not feeling more resilient, if you're not bouncing back, if you're not having fewer episodes of anxiety or depression, then it's time to reach out to somebody. It's not a sign of weakness. It doesn't mean that you're not smart, resourceful, or capable. In fact, you're showing signs of resourcefulness by reaching out.
Totally.
And that's a total sign of bravery.
Yes, for sure. I mean, that's 1,000,000%. Like, I love going and sitting with my therapist. I love it. Like, he just opens my mind up so much, and I can just go and start spewing crap at him, and he guides the conversation. He guides everything. And when I leave there, I'm just like, man, I'm so more, intuitive with what's going on in my brain and what's happening in my life. That it's like, I don't care. I don't necessarily think I have mental health issues. I don't, but I keep going no matter what. I'm going to go for the rest of the rest of the two of us being alive together.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's just a great way for me to unpack things that are inside of me that I cannot, that if they fester, then it will lead. Because in the past, I did keep a lot of things in, and it did lead to depression. It did lead to drug use. It did lead to partying. It did lead to an unhealthy life. And so I needed to continue this path, right? Like, just because it worked, doesn't mean I got to stop, for me anyway.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people think, oh, it worked. Okay, now I'm going to stop because I'm, no, you got it. It works. So keep it going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Keep it going.
And in fact, we're seeing a shift in our beliefs around seeking this kind of help. Before, it was, you must have issues. if you're working with a psychotherapist, psychologist, or psychiatrist. Now it's like, no, I'm doing it to improve my resilience.
Totally.
So I can tackle the things that are being thrown at me and that I can help to maintain a sense of control amidst things that I don't have control over, or the chaos.
Right.
Or and what even, have you. Because and even, life challenges come.
Oh,
right?
For
they
sure.
Arise. Yeah.
And even getting rid of the things, like, you got to unpack things to open up for other things to come in. You know, if you want growth, you got to unpack all that other stuff the best you can so you can continue to grow. But if you hold all that stuff in and you start to hold whatever it is, things from when you were a kid, things from when you're growing up, whatever has happened that may, you know, spawn the mental health or the depression or anxiety or what have you, unless you start to open up and start talking to somebody. I'm not saying talk to your friends. Like, listen, you don't have to tell people that. I tell people because I don't care, right? But you don't have to tell people you're going to see somebody. You know, a lot of us have, you know, support through our work, right? Mm-hmm. And again, a lot of people don't want to use that support because they're going to think their boss thinks that they're weak and they can't handle things. But, you know, whatever it takes for you to actually take that first step and say, you know what, I'm going to go talk to somebody. I'm going to see what it's like. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to get some stuff off and see how I feel after that, you know?
Yeah. And I tell my guys, you know, you can't fix the mind with the mind, because the mind created the problem to begin with.
Right. Exactly.
Right. You're literally just chasing your own tail. So if you created the negative thought, well, thinking about how to undo that thought, you're using the same principles that you used to create that thought to begin with.
Right.
So maybe we need to, you know, loop in somebody else who can give us a different perspective or help us have a different experience. Right. Within a safe and caring environment.
Right. So when it comes to mental health, I was going to ask something about how our hormones have to do with it. But, you know, I understand, and through my research, testosterone has a lot to do with, you know, low testosterone can help, you know, magnify, you know, depression and other things as well.
Yes, it can. I mean, one thing that we know about testosterone is if it starts to plummet, then that could cause mood issues. It could cause anxiety. It could cause a slew of other things. What we do know, and this is something that I really want to drive home, is in the past we've asked ourselves whether anything mental health related was due to nurture or nature. Mm-hmm. Nature being our genetics, nurture is the environment within which we grew up. And it turns out that it's a combination of both.
Sure.
And in fact, the number one risk factor for the development of mental health challenges is early life traumatic or adverse effects.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so if we, and when I say traumatic effects, when we hear the word trauma, it has a fairly heavy weight to it, you know, whether it's like sexual abuse or physical abuse or, you know, a death in the family or bullying. Though in psychology, we call those big T traumas, and they definitely play an impact on our mental health. But then there are little T traumas, right, that affect us when we're younger children or, you know, when an adolescent. So the constellation of those experiences combined with our physical health, combined with what's going on, you know, in terms of our environment and any sort of alcohol abuse or drug abuse, or things like that, will select out for mental health challenges. And so we want to be unpacking all of that.
Right.
To your point about testosterone, what's interesting, some of what the research says is when we experience early life trauma, especially if it happens in adolescence when we're hitting puberty.
Yeah.
Remember, the body is very sophisticated in that it'll allocate resources where they're needed most. So during times of survival or when we're experiencing threat, the body will divert resources to ensuring that at the expense of producing maximal amount of testosterone.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yes, I did know. Yes, yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, so that's something that we want to keep in mind when we're seeing, you know, when I'm seeing my male patients and we're checking their testosterone levels, sometimes I will ask, you know, was there anything that happened earlier on in your life when you were younger, in your youth, right, to help explain the perhaps lower testosterone levels.
Yeah.
And then we work with what we have, yeah, right? And we optimize that. But cool, but definitely it's, is the testosterone coming down because of poor lifestyle choices, and then that low testosterone is ushering in, you know, mental health issues, or, you know, what came first? And ultimately, it doesn't matter. What we want to, yeah, be doing is covering all bases to understand, right, this particular individual's unique health needs.
Yeah. So, that's big. And, I think I need the guys who are listening to this to understand that it is super important to unpack this information. It's to get to start to talk to somebody, but there's a lot of guys who are like, okay, yeah, I'm ready to talk to somebody. I need to get this out. I'm ready. I'm ready to kind of like get rid of this. I'm a little scared. I'm gonna have fear, which is fine. Because,
yeah,
a lot of times when you're talking about things that happened in the past, things that, you know, you may have done, maybe you did something in the past to somebody else,
yeah,
or maybe you had something done to you, or maybe, you know, things throughout, you know, you run a business, or, you know, things just aren't working the way you want them to. There's that fear of talking about it. It's a fear of letting it out. It's a fear of, like you said, being vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, some of us, like myself, sometimes I say too much to everybody. My wife's like, hey, chill out, man. Like, that's a little bit, you know, because I like to get it out, right?
Yeah.
Like everyone else to understand that, you know, hey, man, it's normal to have all of these things. We're not supermen. But it is important to there's guys who are like, okay, I'm ready to see somebody. Who should I see? First thing people think is a psychiatrist, right? That's the first thing. I see a social worker who's, mm-hmm, also a therapist. So for me, it's free. That's who I see. But he's a therapist, but he's also a social worker. But, you know, people think psychiatrists, and they're really expensive, and then psychologists, and, you know, so who, like, what, where do we go next? We're ready to do something. We're ready to talk. Where do we go?
That's a great question. So, out of self-interest, I'm going to say, you know, you and I, we recorded that talk about the top 10 nutrients for men's health. Yes. Yeah. From a physical health standpoint, you know, I encourage your listeners to listen to that podcast.
Yeah, yes, please do. Yes.
Because it will enhance physical health.
Yes.
And then when you're looking beyond that, you want to speak to your family health care provider
first
to give you you want to get a proper diagnosis and assessment to determine the severity, because the severity of the symptoms that you're experiencing will determine who you should be essentially working with.
Right.
So the one thing that I want to say regarding antidepressants is that there's a time and place for antidepressants.
Right.
What we do know based on a study that was conducted several years ago in the JAMA, so Journal of the American Medical Association, is that antidepressants were found to be no better than placebo for mild to moderate depression.
Okay.
And in fact, the greatest impact was for severe depression.
Mm.
So, well, the reason I say this is once you've been diagnosed and the diagnosis is of one of mild to moderate depression, we want to exhaust all avenues before we consider antidepressants.
Right.
Okay. And so then when you sort of, the take home message that I want to make today, because I love the following that you have, and I love the community that you've created online.
Yeah.
And what I want to encourage your listeners to think about is to heal in community.
100%.
So it's wonderful to work with either a social worker or a psychotherapist or a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And in conjunction with doing that type of work, to find a men's group online, in person, however big or small, because social isolation is the greatest predictor of mental health issues. And what we're seeing more and more is the importance of community for healing. And why I applaud you for the community that you have created online, because there's, in doing so, you're creating, or you're getting your guys to be accountable.
Yeah.
Right? You're giving them instructions and you're saying, I'm expecting to see you here with these results. And are you willing to be committed to that? And they say yes. And now they're accountable to somebody and they know that it matters to the community that they show up.
Thank you.
And I think that that is, has such an impact that we have yet to understand in medicine. But it's starting to come out in the research, and there are wonderful books that are coming out. And one of which is a wonderful book called Community Cure, that the future of medicine is actually community.
I'm so happy. Thank you. First of all, thank you very much for that. I'm so happy you said that, because that was one of my underlying
motivations
to create this community, the Over 40 Alpha community, the private group, because what I see now in this group, and it's amazing. I didn't expect it. It's what I wanted to see, but I didn't know how long that would take. Is this is literally, guys go on there. Yes, they post their workouts. Yes, they post this, they post that. But a lot of the times, hey guys, I had a really tough week. I need some help. This is what happened in my life. Like, there'll be long things that they'll talk about injuries. They'll talk about their families. Like their son is struggling with drug abuse and they need help. They'll talk about, like, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
How much these guys use this group.
Yes.
More for their mental and their personal stuff than, you know, it's easy to post pictures after your workout and post your nutrition. That's easy stuff. But they know that if they post something in the group that's personal, they will get positive feedback. They will get guys who care, who personally care for them. It is unbelievable. There's guys who haven't been in the group for so long, and all of a sudden they will pop back in. They're like, hey man, just want to let you guys know I've been away for this long. This is the reason. They'll go through, and everyone's like, welcome back, we're here for you, no problem. Like,
it's, that's right.
Like, I'm getting goosebumps. Because now, and then how many guys have always said, thank God for this group. Thank God that I can come here knowing that there's going to be no judgment. There's going to be only, there's no negative or anything in our group, only positivity. Guys are going to help me. Guys are on the same journey. Lots of guys have had the exact same problems other people have. It's unbelievable. Like, I get goosebumps because it doesn't, every day I'm just like, I can't believe this. This is incredible. This guy's you know, I just had two deaths this week and, you know, I really had a tough time getting the workouts in. I had a tough time even thinking about working out, you know, what should I do? Guys will come in, no problem. You know, like it's unbelievable. Like, it truly is.
Yeah. The whole self-reliance that I was talking about moments ago reinforces feelings of isolation and loneliness.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I'm completely alone in my struggles. Right. And what we know is loneliness and isolation are key drivers to chronic disease, including mental health. Yeah. And what we're discovering is we heal faster, we heal deeper and more easily in a group setting.
Totally.
Okay. 100%. And look, there's no therapist in your group. All these guys need to say is, I'm going through this. And somebody else say, you know what, man, I'm so sorry you're going through that.
Yeah.
And there's the healing.
Totally, yeah.
It's not me saying like, oh, Funk, you got issues. Like, let me start giving you solutions. That's not what that's about.
No.
I tell you, Funk, I'm having a really hard time. And you tell me, girl, I'm sorry that you've been going through that. I'm here for you.
Right.
And I have now unloaded. And now I'm seeing hope.
Yes.
And I see support. And I see, like, I've got a newfound sense of, like, I can do this.
Yes. Huge, huge.
And that's more powerful than, you know, without, you know, minimizing the effects of, you know, diet and supplements and all of those. That is profoundly impactful when you have a sense of belonging.
Yeah, which is what the tribe is.
The tribe is
like, guys, now we have lifetime members because I realized that these guys, this is a lifetime thing. So now we have a whole bunch of lifetime members, you know, that who are just like, I'm a lifer. I'm here. New people coming in every day. They help the new people. Like, it's unbelievable. But like I said, it's not even about the fitness side. It's more of the mental health stuff that's happening in that group is just like, you know, whenever I show, you know, like, there, I have other fitness people who infiltrate my group because they want to see what's going on, right? Yeah. They want to see what's Funk doing here that he's getting so much he has this tribe that they can't get with their programs or their, you know, memberships or whatever. And it's just, you know, just being, allowing these guys to know that they can safely connect with each other, support each other, share their wins, their losses, you know. And every week, there's an accountability thing every week. So I make them go in every Sunday. Everybody goes and they put their accountability. They plan. They put their before and afters, like their picks. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Like, it's insane. Yeah.
It really, human connection is everything. And I mean, we can talk about studies that show that, you know, isolation increases inflammation in the body. It accelerates aging. It reduces longevity. Yes, that's the science behind it. But human connection is what gives us purpose. It gives us meaning. If you ask me for help, oh, I've got this sense of purpose that now I am here to serve you.
Right.
And it matters to me, and vice versa.
Yes.
And so community is something that we are seeing explode. And so I encourage your listeners, you know, to join your tribe and any other, you know, local group that they can find, whether it's a meetup or some kind of men's group where guys just meet, you know, meet once a week, they sit around and they share. And so, and there are some groups where, you know, when you're just not ready, you're not ready. And you sit in the sidelines and you listen to other guys share stories and say, oh, I'm not the only one experiencing this.
Yes.
I'm not the only one experiencing, you know, separation or divorce or, you know, ailing parents or financial distress or whatever.
Yes.
We're all in this together.
Totally. And
when you experience that, it's profound.
Yeah, it is. And I know that for a fact because when I moved, so I've been a social person all my life. You know, I played a professional sport where I played in front of thousands of people. I played on team and individual. I've always been that, even during my, you know, days of partying, I was always a person who tried to ensure everyone was having a good time. You know, I was like that person, very social, very positive. But then when I started to have my own business online, you know, it became an isolation that I wasn't aware of for years, like a couple of years. I didn't realize, like, shit, man, I'm like, the only time I'm getting out is like maybe to go to the gym, but I'm more focused on my business. So then I just really isolated myself. Yes, I had, you know, my wife and stuff there, but there's a lot of isolation when you're by yourself for 10 hours, 12 hours a day upstairs, just doing one thing all by yourself. And so I started to do, you know, train fighters for free because I just needed that connection with human beings. I found that I was much happier when I was traveling, when I was outside, because that time when I isolated myself, just again, I wasn't doing it on purpose, but it just happened that that's what happened. My mental health was really low, and then that's when I moved back into starting to medicate, self-medicate with drugs and other things. And it wasn't until I realized that okay, this is huge here. This isolation is causing everything else, you know. It's causing my abuse, it's causing my just my depression and my anxiety, and just not the connection, the loss of connection, which I thrive on. Like, I thrive on that.
Yeah.
Now, I go to meetings daily. I do, you know, I'm out there all the time. We travel a lot, so you know that connection with people are huge. I totally understand that, and I continue to stay, I don't isolate. I'm out there now more, but I do understand that that's the isolation. So joining a group, the whole point I'm saying is joining this group, having this group is a way of even though you're upstairs by yourself, you're not isolated because you're online. There's a new way socially online to be connected with people. And I see that all the time, you know, and I try to get, I'm in my group almost every day, but I try to, you know, just, if I'm bored, honestly, if I'm bored, I'm sitting up here and I'm bored and I'm feeling alone, I'll just go into my group and do a live and just say, okay, guys, I have no topic right now. I'm just bored and I want to hang out with you guys. If there's anyone on right now, come on, ask me some questions, let's hang out. And then we'll just hang out for a half hour. And then we're all happy and then we move on. Like, I literally do that.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
Like I said moments ago, you know, you cannot figure out the mind with the mind.
Right.
It is being, when you're surrounded with other, you know, other humans where you discover and see new truths and realizations about yourself, because this time that we have on this planet is a journey.
Yes.
Right. It's you're constantly evolving, and in doing so with other humans, it actually enriches your life.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, how many people can you say have truthfully said, I've figured it out all on my own and I'm successful and I'm happy because I've been alone?
Zero.
Nobody said that ever.
No.
It's just not a thing.
They may think they are, but...
They may, you know, which is a whole other story.
Yeah, that's a whole other...
You know. But, you know, when we're connected to others, it just enriches our sense of purpose.
Yeah.
And life meaning.
So whether you think you're suffering from mental health or not, you know, the first thing is start to share with somebody.
Yes.
And go to your doctor first and tell your doctor, this is what I'm feeling like. These are, you know, I'm feeling this way. Is there someone I can talk to? And your doctor will do that assessment. Because I remember that's what I had to do. And he's like, oh, you should see this person. And he wrote me a thing and then I went to see that person. And again, you may not like that person at first. You may have to bounce around a few people to find who you connect with. That sometimes happens. There's ways to do it online too now. Like you can talk to people online and therapists online. But you got to share, man. Like you got to have that.
And you do the one-on-one and you have to find a group where you can share.
That's right. Yeah, that's huge because that's going to double up and it's going to help you heal faster. And then of course, exercise, health is going to be the other, you know, there's a three prong, you know, there's the one-on-one that you need, there's the group that you need, but then there's your health, the foods you eat, the nutrition, the workouts, like staying healthy, keeping your testosterone levels as high as you can.
Yeah.
That's all that three prong approach is what's going to help. Right.
And in fact, in community is when you learn about all of those things.
Right. Right. That's true.
Right. Like how many of us have read a book about health, you know, important health, you know, tactics, and we don't implement them. As soon as you throw yourself into a group and people start talking about, you're like, shit, I got to get my shit together.
That's right.
I got to address that. You start to see that I matter.
Right.
And that there's value in self-care.
Yes.
Because I belong to something.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay. So in fact, if we don't have this mental health, we're even not so good at committing to exercise or a good diet or good lifestyle habits.
Right.
And when we do it in connection with another human being, we get that impetus to actually put them into play and commit to self-care.
And here's one thing too, just to add or finish up or whatever. You may think, okay, well, what are my kids going to think? You know, what are, because a lot of men are thinking, I can't let my kids see me being weak. I can't let my kids see me doing this. Listen, your kids are looking at you as their role model. So first of all, being healthy is good mental, physically doing things to change your health, change your body. That's number one. Number two, when you are struggling, whether it's showing them that, hey, I go to this person and I talk to this person to help me with my struggles, because I don't, you know, I want to show you that if you're struggling with something, you can come talk to me. Like they want to be able to talk to you. They want to be able to unload on you, and they just want you to be sit there and listen. Like you don't have to give them advice, because that's the last thing they want to hear from you. But if you're that person, you can just sit there and listen. And
like,
okay. And then if they ask you for advice,
that's
give
right
it to them. But they just want someone to be able to talk to. But in order for you to be that person, you need to get those skills, and those skills you can gain by you going to talk to somebody for you, the things that are happening in your life. You know, that you may want to talk about. That's really good. But you know, I go to meetings because, you know, years ago I, you know, had drug problems and alcohol problems. So I needed to go to the right place to help me not have those anymore. And many years later, I still go to meetings, but I told my son that I went, you know, I said, hey, I go to these meetings, man. This is blah, blah. He's like, oh, that's amazing, man. That's cool. You know, cause he sees me struggling in the negative stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll see, my dad's amazing. He goes still to this day, years later, he's still going to freaking meetings all the time.
But it's because he sees that you're willing to help yourself.
Yes. And that for him, it's huge for him. Like he's just,
it's
like,
huge.
He'll come to me and ask me things all the time. And it's like, he's 23 now, but it's just like, you don't realize, because guys, again, with men, specifically fathers, will think, oh, I don't want to, you know, I'm weak. I don't want to be weak. You're not, man. Your kids see that. And they're just like,
Vulnerability and weakness are two entirely different things.
Totally, totally. You've got to get, weakness is you not doing anything about it.
That's right.
That's the weakness.
The weakness
is you holding it back, not doing anything, you know, trying to mask it. That's the weakness. The strength.
That's your lack of courage.
Yes. The strength comes by doing something, asking for help, taking the steps. You know, that's what people around you, your wife may see it and what have you. And another time, I just want to just lastly, like divorce and times through divorce. And I know this is something totally different, but even through those times are even more important for you to be able to reach out to somebody and unleash that anxiety and stress that's happening through divorces and that sort of thing. I've never had to do it, but I'm just saying, I know that that's a big thing for men.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I just want to mention is the way, and there are studies to validate this, but we don't build resilience by someone telling us how to fix a problem. We build resilience by giving ourselves permission to process our feelings and our emotions.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is when we actually use more words to describe what we're experiencing, I'm frustrated, I'm feeling impatient, I feel discouraged. The more words I use to describe my experience, doing so builds my resilience.
Right.
Because I become very clear on my experience. And in so doing, I can actually start to see potential solutions or an acceptance of a situation.
Right. And that's could be due to the, like when you're saying all of those things, more words, you're starting to understand the emotions that are tied to the way you're feeling, right?
That's right.
So when that comes up again.
Yes.
Okay.
For example, you know, Billy comes home from school and mom asks Billy, what happened? Well, Joey pushed me off the swing and I'm just really angry. And mom says, well, how does it make you feel that Joey pushed you off the swing? And Billy says, I'm frustrated and I'm sad that he always picks on me. That's different because Billy came home feeling angry.
Right.
And if he hadn't been coaxed to share, it would have ended on anger.
Right.
And anger is an emotion and it's an impulse. It's an initial reaction to something that has happened.
Totally.
The feeling is you've now had a chance to process your emotion and you're now starting to draw conclusions, right? So what Billy's actually feeling is frustrated and sad that he's being picked on at school. And that is all Billy needs to know that he's heard, seen, that he has the opportunity to share. And little Billy shakes it off and then goes and plays. And he's done.
Right.
He's no longer stuck in anger. He's processed it, shared that he's frustrated and sad.
Yeah.
And then and he's done with that. He's done with processing that. And that's what we need without mom necessarily giving a solution. He just needed to share that.
So you saying that is exactly the reason why I see my therapist, because that's exactly how he breaks things down for me. He will try to, there's the onion, and he'll try to just, okay, well, how's that?
You have to unpack it.
And once I realize, I'm like, oh, that's what this is all about.
Yes.
It's about that.
Yes. Right?
And it's so funny you say this as well, because oftentimes when someone purchases one of my programs or they can't access the phase that they're supposed to be in, I will get this rage of an email come through. And so what I do is I shoot a video, and guys who are listening who have received these videos, they know I will shoot that video and I will say, hey man, I see that you're angry because of this, whatever, you know, I apologize for whatever. And then I give them the solution and I let them know that, hey, I'm here for you, man. I'm here for you.
Just yes.
Technology, something happens. 2 seconds later, I'll get an email. Hey, man, I'm so sorry. You know, I was just angry over this. And I know I overreacted. Like, that's usually what the response
is.
And I'm so happy that you got back to me. And it shows that whatever, whatever, whatever. And now they let it go. And now they're like, okay, now I can do this program now because I don't even have to worry about that. Funk's got my back. So, and I always tell them, if anything like this happens again, because I'm sure it may happen, just you have my phone number. I give them my phone number and they'll text me or whatever. I want them to know that I don't want you to be living in the fear or the anger, because that's going to put barriers in front of the real thing, which is your health. Listen, shit like that happens. I'm here for you. You know I'm here for you. Yes, you can be angry at me 100%, but I'm going to come back. I'm going to let you know that everything's okay. And they usually, it's funny because they'll usually do what you just said, like, they'll say they were angry first, but they were really upset because they wanted to start, and they give you the real reason why they got angry.
Yeah.
But they're happy that there was someone there that listened and helped them. Exactly.
And
then
we got a chance to let it go.
Exactly. And now we're both going in the direction we need to go to. He's starting the program the way he wanted to, and I'm okay because I have to go and fix whatever the problem was in the first place that made him shout at me. But I don't care, because for me it helps me make a better program, and for them, you know. But it's again, the communication and the way you communicate at first, I understand it. But for us guys, get out there and talk to somebody, you know, the three prong, you know, go to your doctor, try to find someone you can speak to one-on-one, get into over40alpha.com, get into our program, which has our private Facebook group, which is the most incredible tribe and community on the planet, like bar none. It's the best for men over 40. And number three, health, get healthy, food.
That's right.
Nutrition, exercise, sleep, everything you can do to boost your testosterone level so that you can, you know, we can mitigate depression and what have you as much as we can.
That's right.
Cool. All
excellent.
Right. We're good. Okay.
We're great. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. D. You're the best. You're awesome. If anyone wants to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you? Let's say they want to ask you questions. And
if you want to ask me questions, they can DM me on Instagram, Dr._Dominica_ND.
Okay.
I also,
how do you spell Dominica?
DominiKa.
Okay, there you go. So Dr._Dominica_MD.
ND, that's right. I believe
ND.
My
hand is Nancy. Nancy.
Yes, that's right. And I believe I've got the same handle for Facebook.
Okay.
And otherwise, I work at Wealth Pharmacy and Clinic in downtown Toronto and Clarity Health in Burlington. So they can hit me up there too.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time. It's amazing. Mental health, guys. Let's start to tackle this so that we can be healthy and be the over 40 alpha men that we need to be.
That's right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. Hey, it's Funk Roberts here, and thank you so much for listening to this episode of my Over 40 Alpha podcast. Now, before you go, I've got a special gift that I want to give you, and one thing I need to ask you as a member of our podcast family. First, if you haven't already, please claim your free 30-day trial at over40alpha.com. This is a 30-day trial into our Over 40 fitness program that has workouts, nutrition, mindset training, recovery training, everything you need to help you lose weight, to help you burn belly fat, to help you increase your muscle, and of course, naturally increase your testosterone levels and get you into the best shape of your life. So please go to over40alpha.com and join the thousands of men in their 40s, 50s, 60s getting incredible results on a daily basis. And next, as a member of our Over 40 Alpha podcast family, please, if you know anyone, another guy in their 40s, 50s, 60s who can benefit from listening to this podcast, share it with them. And if you can, please leave a review. It really helps us with the podcast. Thank you so much again. Get it done, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer and best-selling author, bringing you the best information to help you get into the best shape and health of your life in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Join us for another podcast.